This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how political reporters have been mumbling about the 2016 presidential race having started already? About this hopeful going to Iowa and this hopeful making a big policy speech? Well, I got news for you, political reporters. That was nothing. The 2016 campaign actually starts now because the money people have gotten publicly involved. Priorities USA Action, it's the biggest of the liberal super PACs, says it's already started fundraising for Hillary Clinton, official candidacy by the former Secretary of State, or no official candidacy. Marketplace's Bree Benishore has this report on the eternal run for the White House.
It almost sounds shocking, fundraising so far ahead of the election. But really, is it really shocking?
We've had a permanent campaign for many, many years, really decades.
Larry Sabato teaches politics at the University of Virginia. But if fundraising isn't happening any earlier, there is more pressure to get organized earlier. In part, that's because outside groups or ambitious billionaires can throw money into a race at any time. Bob Biersack is a senior fellow at the Center for Responsive Politics.
In a world where one or two people can decide they really want this person to be the next president and they're going to invest tens of millions, and that can come at any time, you can't afford to wait.
Candidates in 2008 spent $1.7 billion on the presidential race. In 2012, they spent just over $2 billion. UVA Sabato says there are a few things that may push 2016 to break a new record.
With every additional cycle, you have new technologies that have to be funded.
So, for example, data mining and voter tracking technology. Plus, it's an open race. There's no incumbent, which means there may be a lot more candidates than last time. Still, there is a limit to how much campaign spending can grow, and Stephen Ansola Beher thinks we're reaching it. He teaches politics at Harvard.
In general, over the long stretch of American history, the amount of money that goes into campaigns tracks with the amount of money in the society.
So the $3 billion presidential race may be a ways off, though I'm not betting any money. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.